This episode of the podcast is brought to you by M&M Video Games,
a great local chain of retro video game store here in Pinellas County. My favorite location personally is the new Pinellas Park location.
Right, and there they have roughly 7,000 unique game titles in stock, a bunch of consoles, accessories, and even have a consignment section for all the really hard collectible finds.
They buy, sell, trade. If you have old games collecting dust that you don't know what to do with, they'll take them for cash or in-store credit.
And that's a little bit different than your usual box store gaming stores where they only give you store credit or an exchange of games. They are an easy one-stop shop for all gamers of all ages. You can check them out online at mandmvideogames.com for their online store and news. And now, on with the podcast.
Deep in the swamps, where my bones are raised, seats of 37 tables on a dead man's chest. Feeding on the souls of the dearly departed. Too bad they don't know that we're here to party.
Tight.
For sure.
And we're live. Hey, everybody, live from the Ocala
Comic-Con.
I almost said WrestleCon, but it's not. It's a comic book convention. Comic book convention.
Word vomit.
My name is Luke Bad News Burton.
I'm Psycho Steve Fury.
And this is Wrestleology, where we explain wrestling's past so that we can look forward to its present. So, Steve, I know that we have kind of... Did I fuck that up again?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I'm just thinking of how this episode's going to go, considering everything that's going on around here right now.
The fact that we are fully stimulated with just 1,000 to like 3,000 people that are walking by us consistently in costumes. And we're just going to shoot the shit for about as long as we can stand or as long as we can.
Look at this lady's broken fucking cardboard hammer.
She's not even in costume.
No, it's just a floppy fucking piece of box.
A lot has already happened today. Steve has had how many mental breakdowns?
I think I've had 3 anxiety attacks. I've literally had to walk away. I'm trying not to be medicated. I'm trying to work on myself, you know?
We've had some very nice people come up and talk to us about our podcast, but not...
What about that one guy that was trying to get connections?
Oh my gosh.
We had no idea what he was talking about.
He had a mask on and, you know, whatever at this point with that, but... comes up. I don't know. I thought that he was like with the Insane Clown Posse with his
Jesus Christ.
I thought it was like
what
one of the artists
the
that were
Wait,
underneath.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a furry.
Oh my gosh. This is an experience.
Oh, it is.
But there's been a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling, and we just kind of wanted to do an episode where we were not only commentating upon, I don't know what the fuck we're seeing in front of us.
This may be our funniest episode. I'm just saying right now.
And also just talk about what's been happening in professional wrestling and also just like some of our favorite moments. So we're just going to go live and see where this goes. And if it doesn't go anywhere, guess what? We just trashed the episode.
We weren't going to trash it. We're just going to go ahead and put it up anyways.
Yeah,
fuck it.
I mean, whatever. But Daniel Bryan and Adam Cole are all elite.
That's exciting as fuck.
Yeah, man. And especially...
I know we talked about Adam Cole was probably going to come out, but we didn't even mention Daniel Bryan coming out because it wasn't even a thought. We thought they were going to hold him out until New York.
I think that we were trying our best to hold out to see that this was... You want a sticker? There you go, man. Take a sticker. Have a good one. Wrestleology.
What? Yeah.
I think that we were holding out hope that it was going to be for the New York show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially with everything that's been happening and the fact that we didn't think that we were going to just dump literally everything on one pay-per-view.
And they did.
And they dumped everything on one pay-per-view. They dumped what? They dumped CM Punk's return, plus Ruby Soho, her debut. Shut your mouth.
Adam Cole, shut your mouth
with that look.
Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon.
And the next night on Dynamite, the next episode on Dynamite, they give you the image of Kenny Omega tapping out to the LaBelle Lock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
It's going to be a great match. You know, I know that we've talked about this off air, but I just thought that we would talk about it on air. Kenny Omega is the number one professional wrestler in the world.
How do you feel about that?
I feel terrible about it. He's not that good. He's not very good. We're being filmed right now.
By old ass Luis.
You want a sticker? Take a sticker. It's our wrestling podcast.
Wrestling?
Yes, wrestling.
Girl on girl?
Girl on girl? No. Guy on guy.
Or girl on girl.
Or girl on girl.
That's cool, too.
Whichever one.
Okay. Local? Are you here local?
No, we're in St. Pete.
Okay. Nice. I'll have to ask my girlfriend if she's familiar with it.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Oh, so that's you and that's you.
That is correct. Yeah. That's 100% correct.
I'm Steve.
And you?
I'm Luke.
Luke and Steve.
Yes.
Your parents must be so proud of you.
Incorrect.
sure.
You too. Take care.
What just happened?
I have no clue what just happened.
Oh, my God. Cool. Hi.
How you guys doing? You want a sticker?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and grab one.
Yeah, we do a podcast about wrestling. It's called Wrestleology. Say that again? Sorry. No, we do it on Spotify.
Oh, Spotify,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if we are just talking.
Perfect. Have a good rest of your day.
I didn't know what to do because she was just talking to you.
There were two people talking to me at the same time.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, this is going to be probably the funniest episode we've done.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear back that girl-on-girl segment.
Oh, what the fuck was that? Jesus. Whoa, look at this thing.
Just walking on her heels. All right.
Oh, what?
So confused. What is happening? Okay, so where were we before we got interrupted by hot lesbian action? So, I believe... What's going on, man?
Are you guys enjoying endless content?
Yes,
endless
we are.
Endless content. Holy shit.
Is it that obvious?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of thinking the same. It's funny because I'm here, and you guys are like that show Herman's Head. Like, I'm hearing my thoughts.
You missed the whole thing where literally we're recording... An older female Luis with the headdress from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, I saw
she's
that.
She records. She comes over and she's like, "Hey, what's your thing about wrestling? Like girl on girl?"
Yeah, clearly by the stickers.
Yeah, totally.
Girl on girl wrestling.
And then gave you her number.
No. She did film us though.
Yeah.
She filmed us before she came up. Which I was a little befuddled
about.
That's
a hard pass on my part.
It's a very hard pass about that.
Enjoy the descriptions you get to give today.
Oh.
I'm pretty excited.
Just endless content. So
maybe people will leave us alone.
Probably not. As soon as we start recording, we have everybody start talking
to us.
Yeah,
what is up with that? That is a lot of fur.
I have no clue.
All right.
It's with Star Trek, though. I know that.
Is it?
Yeah, he or she, I don't know, ambiguously, walked over to us.
Them.
What's going on, man?
Hi. So it's all the this.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I was just curious what all the stuff was.
Yeah, we run a wrestling podcast. It's called Wrestleology.
We talk about the past wrestling events that have brought us to the present. I don't know why I said it like that. Sorry, we're recording right now, so.
Oh, you're good.
No, you're good.
No. We literally did this so that we could have the content to share. But this is our sticker, and this is where you can find us at on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, man.
It's cool.
Just doing our best, you know?
I've never seen that, like, sort of audio interface.
Yeah, it's a Zoom pod, like a, it's called a Pod Track 4. So it has.
I guess that's better for, like, mobile stuff. I use a audio box.
Yeah. To where it's like the actual interface, mm-hmm. where it actually goes into the computer.
No, it's like a yep. box, and it like it plugs into the computer through USB,
mm-hmm.
and it just takes XLR and quarter-inch ports.
Got it. This is it's a lot easier and more efficient for what we're doing. If that makes sense.
Yeah. What's with the?
This internet here is terrible. Yeah, anybody can jump on it.
Yeah, we're doing a wrestling video game. We're not. I'm not doing any part of that. I didn't make anything. It's WWF No Mercy. It's one of the best. It's the best wrestling video game of all time. So we just thought that we would have it so that if anybody wanted to play it, they could play it.
I saw it running.
Yeah, man.
Is it not on right now?
No, the TV's not.
Oh, what the freaking? Okay, I'll fix it in a minute. Oh, Maddie's back.
Maddie! Thanks, player.
Yeah, man.
Your card jar is really nice.
Thank you. There it is. There's our elixir. Oh, and our tiny microphone.
We got Maddie's microphone.
This is your microphone. This is your microphone. All right, so I don't know why we're even trying to talk about one current subject.
Yeah, every time we even get two lines in, it's not even worth it.
Did this freeze? This fucking froze.
Shut up, for real?
It froze.
Sick.
Well, this will fall out eventually, but I think that we were at, God, man, I don't know where we were at. I think that we were at talking about.
I forgot my phone in your apartment.
Yeah. It'll be. Can you get some of the bananas out of the back seat?
Banana.
With the. Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Oh shit.
Yes, sir. I do.
Got that peanut butter and banana.
So let's just jump off it saying.
I like to see you walk away, girl.
What a time to be allowed to be a wrestling fan. We had literally everything dumped on us.
Dude, it's so fucking exciting.
Yeah, it's. I'm glad that WWE doesn't see what is happening.
I don't understand how they could just let. All these great talent just go through their fingertips.
I can. We watched Friday Night SmackDown for the first time. That's the first time that I've watched Friday Night SmackDown bell to bell in probably 3 years. Probably 3 years
agree.
For me.
It wasn't a
bad episode.
It got a little boring for me.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I don't know what's going on anymore, so the storyline makes no sense.
And I don't think that the storyline does make sense, even if you were following it, right? The problem that we see with WWE is, and I think that it's more so not the problem, it's just a preference, is that they want people to fit into their formula of what they believe professional wrestling is.
Yes.
It's the same matches. Over and over and over again. We watched Edge and Seth Rollins. What's going on, man? We watched Edge and Seth Rollins.
They advertised it as two. But I'm pretty sure they've had more than two matches.
I don't know if they've had more than two matches. I know that they've been on television for, like, 8 weeks now just promoting the same thing over and over and over again. And then what happens is that when somebody new comes into the storyline, it feels fresh, and then they drive that thing into the ground over and over and over again. It's never fresh matchups to where you have like a clear undercard and a clear like top card talent. You only have bottom mid carders, and then you have your main eventers.
Yeah.
To where it no longer becomes fun to watch because when you see the matchup, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, right? I agree.
And because I did enjoy the show. I thought that the Edge and Seth Rollins match was too long.
I agree. It was 30 minutes on SmackDown, which is crazy.
But you know what was a great match?
I think that
Usos match was great.
Oh, I think the problem is with WWE, and that's because we're so spoiled with AEW, all the matches are really fast-paced.
Oh, yeah.
And WWE can be very drawn out and slow.
Very methodical.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're also playing, and maybe this is going to change when AEW goes and does the Arthur Ashe Stadium show, right?
Yeah.
WWE has always had this philosophy of playing to a larger crowd. Everything has to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Right, everything has to be larger than life. You have to do these more drawn out motions.
I don't understand what they're going to do for Arthur Ashe Stadium. It's got to be something huge.
In terms of just like who they're going to bring in?
Yeah. Like in the matches have to be like pay-per-view level, I feel like.
Most definitely. Like
yeah.
That's their biggest show to date.
Yeah.
It's going to be 16,000, maybe it's going to be like 15,000, but I think that it's going to be as big as the show that they had at the United Center, right?
Yeah.
What did they do for that show? What do you think?
Arthur Ashe?
Yeah, what would you think? What would you propose?
It'll be a CM Punk match. I think everybody that they want to wrestle, that the fans want to see, will happen. So you'll get a CM Punk match, a Bryan Danielson match, an Adam Cole match.
I think that you get Danielson versus Cole. That's your main event.
You don't think the maybe Omega versus Danielson?
I think that they save that for pay-per-view.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah.
You see that Cole steps in to be like, no, you ain't taking on Omega.
Well, they're doing the promos now. Like, they're doing, like, they had those guys juxtaposed with the segments that they did,
yeah.
Right? And Adam Cole is not Kenny Omega right now.
No.
You know, Kenny Omega is, even though I disagree, is PWI's number one professional wrestler in the world.
You hate it so much.
I do not like that. I understand it.
Adam Page is, what, 37?
Fuck that. That is bullshit. He's not even in the top 20.
Yo, Vader's not even on a list.
Vader's dead.
Shh. He's not.
The fact that Orange Cassidy is rated higher than Adam Hangman Page makes me so upset.
You know who else is rated higher than Hangman?
Who?
Everybody
else.
Drew McIntyre. I don't think he's a very good wrestler.
You don't think that Drew's very?
When he left WWE, he got awesome. Came back to WWE, he was great. They turned him face, and I hate him. What was that? Do you hear all that yelling?
I do. I don't think that it's going to translate to the microphone, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can hear everything,
though. What is that?
She heard you.
I don't think so.
Some guy walked by earlier. You were here for it, I think. And he tried to high-five Shawn Michaels' action figure.
Oh, I was here.
Yeah.
You had to walk away to go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, that was a lot. That dude was a lot.
So, who do you think is number one? Do you think it's Kenny Omega?
In terms of storytelling, no. In terms of wrestling and selling a match, yes. I think in the ring, he's great.
Hmm.
I don't like his storytelling. I think you and I have talked about that.
The reason why I'm not the biggest fan, right? It has nothing to do with the quality that Kenny Omega produces. It has everything to do with the fact that I don't believe it.
Okay. You don't think he's
a fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's not naturally a tough guy.
He does not come across as a tough guy. He comes across as this kind of like cartoonish villain. Like, you know how they would have the villains that would tie the damsel in distress to the railroad tracks? mustache and be like, oh, it's so dastardly.
I think that is his Japanese, like, the Japanese style of storytelling coming in, maybe.
I get it, but you have these Japanese guys that come over, like, what, Kojima, wrestled John Moxley?
They're bringing over old dudes, old legitimate tough guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Did I just say something? You're just staring at me.
No, you're just getting really uncomfortable now because we've been sitting like we're in a booth at Applebee's on a date again. And I'm looking at you directly in your face.
I know. It's so weird. Stop. Oh, my God.
We're going to do the rest of the podcast this close, Steve.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Oh, my God. You can literally hear my uncomfortableness. Stop. Holy shit. What is that laugh? Dude, this dude's got chafing.
Oh, God. He's got that waddle. You were such a dick talking into the microphone so softly, knowing that I could hear it.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to say it loud enough where the mic picks it up.
You did, and I started laughing while he was talking. And I was like, God damn it.
I hope that translated to the recording. Like, you can hear the kid talking, and I'm just like, cool story.
Fuck. So, let me ask you this.
Let me answer your question when you ask it.
So, Kenny Omega, if Kenny Omega's not the number one wrestler in the world, let's say that hypothetically everybody just comes to their senses and realizes how outlandish this fucking guy is.
Okay.
Who is the best wrestler currently in the world?
It's hard for me to keep up with Japan, so okay. I can't really answer for Japan.
Okay.
But from what I've seen, the last 3 years, Andrade.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, incredible.
Now, I know that we just got done watching his match with Pac.
Yes. Which I was really excited to watch.
Flawless. Everything was perfectly placed. Exceptional positioning.
Yep.
Unbelievable high-flying and selling. Told a clear story. Had a payoff at the end where Great payoff at the end. My issue with him comes into the fact that over the past couple of years while he was in WWE, just has not been booked strong.
Yeah, but when he has been booked, or even if he's having a match... He has incredible matches with fucking B-rated people.
He does. You're right. I totally agree. I think that this year is going to be telling for him, though.
Yes.
Right? Are you really the superstar that everybody makes you out to be?
And I'm going with yes. He's going to fucking crush it.
Yeah. I can see that. If I'm going based off of the other people that are in that list of the top 10, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bobby Lashley.
Okay, actually, I can agree with you on this. Something I can get behind because he looks like a tough guy. He is a tough guy.
He's 100% a tough guy.
He's fucking believable. He's believable as a champion.
As a heavyweight champion. Yes. Like he's totally believable. And he's an exceptional professional wrestler. He's an exceptional professional wrestler. He's believable.
Yes.
And I think that he can... He's a guy that I see wrestling Brock Lesnar.
That would be good match.
And not knowing who would win. Like, he comes across as a real-world champion, right?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that everybody has to be, like, a legitimate tough guy or that they have to fit a certain mold.
What?
I don't know.
Did he purposely trip?
He did.
Or did he? Why would you purposely trip?
I don't know. That's the same kid that came over and asked us if we had Mario Kart 64. So that's that.
Is that the same kid?
That is the same kid.
Okay.
This is a lot. This is a lot to take in. Goodness.
Breathe in, breathe out.
But going back to Bobby Lashley.
Yes.
I don't know if you put him and Brock Lesnar in a cage, who would win. And I know that Brock Lesnar is a heavyweight champion, but like, Bobby Lashley is a former national champion wrestler.
Qualified
to go to the Olympics. Like,
really?
Yeah. I think that was within... He either was going to be in the qualifiers for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Or he was going to... Or he did qualify for the Olympics.
All right.
Yeah. But that's neither here nor there at this point. Who do you think is the worst professional wrestler currently... actively wrestling right now?
That would be Jack Evans. Out of shape.
Botch Evans?
Out of shape, Botch Evans.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, why is that? Is it because he's just sloppy in the ring? Or is it because of something else?
He can't talk. And, yeah, he is sloppy as fuck in the ring.
I find it funny when... Obviously, there's a place for bigger guys in professional wrestling, right? The older that Chris Jericho has gotten, the progressive transformation of his body to being more of like a dad.
But he's sold it, and
he's also 50 years old,
and he's
and
also
looks
made
great for 50.
He's made alterations to his moveset that match his body type.
100%.
Jack Evans no.
is just a high flyer that has some of the worst botches in all of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And is significantly out of shape because he knows that he's not going to get pushed into an angle.
Yeah. I bet you that's why Angelico doesn't get pushed. Because he's great as a technical wrestler.
Oh, yeah. He's a good submission wrestler, right?
Yeah.
And he's in phenomenal shape, but he also looks like he's 15 years old.
Yeah, I think Jungle Boy has more muscle on his body than Angelico.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah.
And Jungle Boy is like a toothpick.
Yeah.
My
You're about
pick,
to make this real weird and eat a banana right now, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm going to look right at you while I do it.
Ugh.
So, my pick for the worst professional wrestler... has got to be Nia Jax.
Oh, my God. Oh, fucking injure everybody, Nia Jax.
Yeah. Shoot fight with Charlotte Flair, even though it wasn't a shoot fight. Nia Jax just continues to drop bitches on their head.
Yeah. It's like she thinks because she's
know,
a dynasty.
Like, I think that they just tell her to do it. I think that they just
hey,
tell
Nia,
her, hey,
just
do
just
your
go
thing.
Go ahead and drop her.
Just fucking do your thing, man. Just go out there, work the match the way that you would work it. And what ends up happening is, you know, Kairi Sane gets injured to the point where she retires from professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Multiple people get hurt while she's in the ring. She almost beats the shit out of Charlotte Flair.
Do you think Charlotte Flair would beat her in a legit fight?
No.
Really?
No. Samoans got fat hands, man. Sorry. Sorry. Have you seen Nia Jax? Nia Jax is bigger than both of us.
Size, I know.
And probably strength.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, bro. Mm-mm. I ain't fucking with that bitch. Which one? The one that's holding the orb?
Yeah. What is going on with that?
I don't know. But she's covered in her own blood. Or somebody else's. I don't know. But she's at least wearing a mask.
Nothing else, though.
Nope.
It's a bra and panties match.
Mm. All right. Oh. What were you trying to signal to me?
I was going to signal... I don't even know. There's so much going on.
And with that, I think that we're going to end this episode. My name's Luke Bad News Burton.
I'm Psycho Steve Fury.
And this is Wrestleology. You can find us at Wrestleology Podcast on Instagram.
Wrestleology Podcast on Facebook.
_ Wrestleology on,
Twitter.
And you can email us at WrestleologyPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this terrible podcast.
Oh, it's hilarious, I bet.
And talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.